good morning, good morning. This is the Impact Man, and you know what time it is. It is time to rise and grind. So go ahead, grab your cup of coffee, grab your device, and let's get into this word. What's going on, brothers? This is Pastor S. Jeffrey Muntz, and welcome to Morning Meditation for Men. I am so glad that you've taken time out of your day to spend a few moments with me this morning, diving into, exploring, unpeeling the Word of God. So today, let's go over to Psalms 34. We're going to begin at verse number 1. I'm reading from the King James Version, and it reads, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivereth them." All right, brothers, this right here, I want to talk about there is salvation in your scream. There is salvation in your stream. Yesterday I was outside and I was doing some yard work, and I had the blower going and I had some music going in the ears, and this song was playing and they began to sing this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and he saved him out of all of his troubles. And it just struck me and it shook me to my core. Why did it shake me to my core? It shook me to my core because one of the things that we do as men is we hold things in and we try to handle everything ourselves. I'm in a place where tired, frustrated, ready to give up, ready to quit preaching, ready to quit studying, ready to quit praying, ready to quit churching, ready to quit pastoring, just exhausted with life. Have you ever been in that place where you have just been exhausted with life? You feel like you wake up in the morning and you do what you got to do and you go and it's just exhausted. No matter what you do, it feels like you're just depleted. And I felt like that. And I'm feeling like that. Just to be straightforward and honest, I'm feeling like that. I'm feeling like just depleted. No matter how much I try, I just feel like I'm not getting it. I'm not clicking. It's not tapping in. And as I was blowing the leaves, trying to get this stuff together in my yard to make the yard look good, I heard Holy Spirit say to me, "You haven't talked to me about it." And I said, "What?" He said, "You haven't talked to me about it." So now I'm going back to what I just finished saying. Is as men, we often try to take the entire weight of the situations that we are dealing with and put them on our own shoulders. There is a scripture in the Bible that says that he has sent, I feel the Holy Ghost, a helper for us. And this helper is Holy Spirit. Brothers, I need you to understand and know and get this and lock this into your mind today, that Holy Spirit is not just there to hang out and to get you out of a car accident or pull you out of some foolishness that you walked into, that you set up for yourself and walked into. He is there to help every today. The first thing I want to tell you, and this is not from the scripture, but this is still, I'm still in my little introduction here. The first thing that I want to tell you is I want to challenge you to use the resources that you have in front of you. Better yet, use the resources that you have inside of you. Holy Spirit is there in your life, inside of you, waiting for you, listen to me, waiting for you to call on Him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's waiting. He wants to help. One of the things that I've learned about God in my many, many years of serving God is that He's never going to jump in and push His way into your life. There have been times when things have gotten extremely challenging in life. And what I've noticed about God is He'll just let it keep getting challenging and keep getting challenging and get more and more difficult. He's just waiting on the call. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. He's waiting on the call. It's like the friend who has the resources to help you out of your situation, but you won't pick up the phone and call them to say, "Hey, dude, I need your help. Hey, dude, I got some trash at the house." Now, you got a car. You got two cars. You don't have a truck. You got two cars. Your boy got a truck. He told you every time. He's always telling, "Man, if you ever need a truck, you need to pick up something from Lowe's. You need to pick up something from Home Depot. If you need to take some stuff to the dump, just call me. I'll bring the truck over and we can load it up and we can take off." And you're sitting there with a house full of junk. And it's time for you to get that stuff out of there. And you're trying to figure out, well, should I hire this or should I hire that? Your dude, your boy, your homeboy, your homie is waiting for the call to step in and help you out. And I know some of you saying, well, why would you reduce Holy Spirit to that? Because he's your homie. He's sitting there waiting for the call. And when you pick up the phone and you call your homie and you say, "Hey, man, I got a bunch of stuff that need to go to the dump. Then I need to go by Home Depot and pick up some wood because I got to build something real quick." He's like, "I'll be there in 20 minutes. And he shows up with the truck. Not only does he show up with the truck, but he helps you load the truck, takes you to the dump, pays for it when we get to the dump, helps you dump the stuff, takes you to Home Depot, loads the stuff from Home Depot, brings it back, unloads it, and helps you build the shelf that you needed to build. See, Holy Spirit is not just going to come in and do one thing. He's going to help you with every area that you need help. And so as I was blowing these leaves, I heard Him say, "Seen, you have not told me about it." The first thing I see here in this scripture where I have been missing the mark is that David says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." David started with a praise. Brothers, let me tell you this, that life must begin with a praise. Your day must begin with a praise. Your morning must begin with a praise. When God gives you ability to wake up and look around and see, and if you can hear, you can hear, and if you can see, you can see, and you can feel, and you can smell, and you wake up, the first thing that must be on your mouth is a praise. You've got to get to a place in your life where you are constantly in a place where you are giving God praise. Then he says, "My soul shall make her boast in the Lord." David is telling us that the problem is that we tried to, again, I'm going back to what I was telling you earlier. We tried to hold on to this thing and do it all ourselves. He says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. That means that my bragging is not in my own ability, but it is in the ability of God to be in the midst of whatever I'm dealing with and to help me in that place. He said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear about it. They're going to hear about the boasting that I'm doing, and they'll be glad. See, when you boast about yourself, people suck their teeth and turn their face because people don't want to hear about what you can do. That's the truth. People don't want to hear about what you can do. They want to hear about what God can do through you. Because the reality is what you can do might be just for you. You might not be able to help them, but I need some kind of help that's going to push me in the midst of everything that I'm going through. And so when I need help, I'm looking for somebody who's got a stronger help. I'm looking for somebody that's got exponential strength. I'm not looking for somebody who's going to fade. Because the reality is we all know that we can only go but so far before we begin to fade. But we serve a God, I feel the Holy Ghost today, we serve a God who has exponential strength, who has exponential ability that never, ever, 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 ever runs dry. His strength goes through generations. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Listen to me. Your soul should make its boast in the Lord and not of your own ability. Then he goes, oh, magnify the Lord with me. So he's telling everybody, look, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to magnify the Lord together. We're going to praise the Lord together. And we're going to exalt his name. We're going to lift his name. We're going to raise high, hallelujah, the name of the Most High together. We're going to lift it to the stratosphere. We're going to push it into the atmosphere together. Where do we start? We started with praise. Our boast is in him. We're praising about him. Now, I'm getting the group together so we can all praise him together. Let me tell you something. When you are in a place in your life where you are ready to throw in the towel, proverbial or for real, let me tell you something. It's nothing more than a praise. All right, listen, I get you. I get you. I get it. I get it. I get it. I've been there. I was there because when I sat down last night and I began to put these notes together, I was like, no, I ain't there no more. I'm not there no more. You must praise the Lord. Okay, what is it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. There is a scripture that says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. One more time. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. What does that mean, Pastor? It means that no matter what you are going through, thank God. If there is sickness in your body, say, thank you, Jesus, because you're worthy and you are Jehovah, my healer. If there's confusion going on around you, thank you, Jesus, because you are Jehovah, the one who will make things plain and remove this confusion. The thing is that we've got to begin in all things to give God thanks. It does not matter what is going on. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter how challenging it is. When you begin to give God thanks in the middle of the challenge, what ends up happening is that his spirit, Holy Spirit, will pop up. He'll show up. Now, mind you, he's there the whole time. But when you begin to give him thanks, that's when he shows up in the midst of your situation and he begins to give you the strategies and the stratum how to get out of the situation that you are in. In everything, give thanks. And this is the one that shook me. And we're going to jump a couple of verses. But this is the one that shook me. It says, and this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble. Brothers, let me tell you this. At this 15-minute mark, and I'm about to get out of here, there is salvation in your scream. This poor man cried out. He cried out from where he was in the middle of his trouble, in the middle of everything that was going on. He remembered that the cry that he needed to make was a cry of praise. And he cried out. And when he cried, God stepped in and pulled him out of his trouble. He saved him. He stepped in and he stepped in when he cried out and shut the lion's mouth. He cried out when he was in the midst of fire and he cooled the fire. And when they stepped out of the fire, there wasn't even the smell of smoke on their hair or on their clothes. When he cried out because the snake bit him, he was able to shake it off and declare that God is good. Now put your situation in there. It doesn't matter what you had to go through. When you cry out, God will show up and he will save you out of all of your trouble. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence and we say thank you. Thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. You are a great God, and there is nobody like you. Father, we pray today in the name of Jesus that you would step in these situations around this earth, God, where people are being challenged every day. God, a special prayer goes out this morning for our brothers and our sisters in Ukraine right now, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would protect and that you would cover and you would give strategy to beat back the hand of the enemy right now in Ukraine. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and the demonic forces of Russia who are trying to invade the world, I pray in the name of Jesus that they would be shut down and they would be kicked to the side and they would be removed, God. I thank you, Father, for what you're about to do. Now, God, for our brothers and our sisters who are not in Ukraine, all around the world, when they cry out to you, God, today, I pray today would be the day of reckoning for them, God, that they would call you and that you would show up in a way that they can see you show up. Because, God, I know every time we call, you show up. Sometimes we're too stubborn to listen to the things that you say to do. Sometimes we're too scared. We're too timid to do the things that you called us to do, God. But today I pray that you would show up in such a way that we could not ignore that your presence is in the place, God. Move today by your power and by your Holy Ghost, God. We need you, God. We're crying out to you, and your word promises. It's right there. It's in the promise that when we cry out, you will save us from our You will save us from all of our trouble. God, we love you today. We thank you today. We glorify your name. You are great and greatly to be praised. God, we're going to keep a praise on our lips. We thank you, God. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And everybody shouted, amen, amen, and amen. All right, brothers, thank you so much for being with me this morning on Morning Meditation for Men. I want you to remember there is salvation in your scream. Just cry out. It doesn't matter. Cry. Listen, if you're in a situation where you can't verbally cry out within your heart. God will hear that as well. But let me tell you, you got to scream. You got to scream. What happens when you scream? I feel the Holy Ghost. I got to get out of here, but I need to get this into your spirit. What happens when you scream is you cause attention to come to yourself. And you already know that. You know that. When a baby cries, what do? You run to the baby to find out what's going on. Are you wet? Are you hungry? Did you fall? Did you hurt yourself? I'm here to fix it for you. God says, I just need you to scream, my God, because I'm going to save you when I hear you scream. All right, I got to get out of here. This is Pastor Muntz. Listen, do me a favor. Share this podcast. Share the podcast with your friends, your family, with everybody. Number two, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Bible says this, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Give your life to Jesus today, my brothers. Give your life to Jesus today. It is the best decision that you will ever make. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and delivered him from all of his troubles. This is Pastor S. Jeffrey Muntz. I'm out of here. Peace.